Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now we're going to be heading over to tax, but more importantly, we're going to be speaking about your drinks. If you are a person a taxpayer in South Africa who happens to suffer under the burden of excise tax, this next conversation is for you. Now, excise tax might be more familiar to you in the colloquial term sin tax. Not all excise tax is sin tax, but most sin tax is excise tax. This is the tax that is levied upon such wonderful treats as beer, cigarettes, whiskey, and the like. It's the item that when you watch the national budget being delivered or tabled by the Minister of Finance of the day, every time he we're not advanced enough for that just yet. Every time he mentions that it's going to go up by 2 rand, the entire parliament claps their hands. Yes. And beer will be going up by 1 rand 62, and they clap their hands. Yes. But should we be clapping as much as we do? If you are a beer drinker, for example, for every beer that you buy, 25% of your final price, a quarter of your beer that you're paying, is excise taxes. And according to the SA Breweries, it is possibly a bit excessive, deliberately, or at least disproportionately targeting people who have a little bit less to spend, and disproportionately burdening beer drinkers for this tax that really contributes a great deal to the fiscus. Over a third of excise taxes come directly from beer. I'm joined by the expert on this particular topic, the excise tax and public policy manager at SAB, Fatsani Banda, to discuss this further. Fatsani, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Kaya Biz. Tell us a little bit about the breakdown of excise taxes first and foremost.
Thanks, Rufila, for having me, and thanks to your viewers for listening. So if we go back to just yesterday, our beer tax indaba decided to really immerse people in true indaba fashion around excise taxes and this interaction with inflation. As we know, consumers as well as producers and manufacturers like ourselves are really facing a tough economic environment. Inflation was at its highest between 2022 and 2023, and we know that prices are just starting to cool down. And in this context, we have to indeed pay and contribute to the fiscus. And we had a discussion around, you know, in a macroeconomic environment that you cannot control, inflation is something that every country is facing. Sure. There is an opportunity for the government to get excise taxes right. And one of the trends we have seen over time, based on the Oxford Economics Africa report that was released and the key findings released at the beer tax indaba yesterday, was that the excise tax burden is actually 25% when the government's target is 23%. Now, why is that? Anyone would ask.
Yes.
And what we've seen over the last 10, 11 years is that the excise adjustment has been above inflation. The current guideline is that it should be in line with projected inflation, but the trend has been to really, you know, have a hard line on this excise tax instrument, is to have it more volatile, unpredictable, and uncertain for our industry by having it above inflation.
I think that's the part that really gets me here. You know, is to your point, the lack of predictability. Yes, one is difficult for the spender, but also difficult for you as the producer, because it has a direct impact on the affordability of your own product. But also the idea that in even using the term sin tax, there's this subjective, almost moral imposition on a good. And we're not really a kind of country that we like to think is a nanny state. There's no sort of fundamental driver to the increase in price, except, well, they should pay more because they're naughty people.
Yeah, and exactly. I think the tough conversation is to really say, you know, taxes are very structured and regimented, right? It's based on regulation, on law and enactment. And for the most part, that's quite clear on the enactment part and how to comply with it. And, you know, morality aside, the idea is to say, you know, there are tax principles that guide a framework. For instance, fairness, principles of equity, principles of certainty and predictability with regard to excise taxes is something we consistently hone in on. Because as you said, it really affects our business planning outlook, how we plan in the short term on a year-to-year basis is really fundamental and a function of how the government is able to stick to the guidelines that they have in an excise policy. So, you know, once we talk about certainty and predictability, we now get into how much can we be more tighter and reduce the gap between what's unknown and known by really closing the opportunity for really any confusion and deviation in that regard. For a business like ours that has a huge value chain and a large economic impact, it's almost crucial and vital to our plans to have a excise adjustment that's in line with projected inflation.
Right. Now, so this study that you've sort of quoted, highlighting that one, an increase in beer prices above inflation, as we see excise taxes do, tends to not only impact a decline in the demand for the beverage, but even in better economic circumstances, the tax receipts tend to go up. So the state is almost always winning, but never the consumer. And certainly in this in a downturn, an inflationary downturn, certainly not the producer. If it is government's intention to reduce the consumption of your product, and you'll tell me if that's what you're hearing from them in your discussions with them in public policy, surely this should have a timeline, targets, and an end date, right?
Yeah, so if we just dial back into the findings of the study, and I think a key component to the study was the international benchmarks, and they used very specific countries that have a similar excise tax model like our own. Right. They spoke to Canada, they spoke to Australia, on the African front, Tanzania and Mauritius. And the findings are really how much of the excise tax instrument is used in a deliberate and constructive fashion. And in that specific part of the research, what was found from Oxford Economics was that countries like Canada and Australia use an automated indexed CPI excise adjustment. What that means, it's a simple calculation and it gets spewed out and focused into the fiscus. And that makes it easier for manufacturers to apply themselves when it's automated. For instance, there was also another finding from the research that the adjustment also takes into consideration macroeconomic environment conditions, which means in some instances it is even below inflation, which means that there's a cognizant nature of even the state in those countries to say, look, it doesn't always have to be upward. It can be downward. And the rigorousness of that exercise is to understand the macroeconomic environment, what producers and consumers are going through, which we try to highlight and see being very deliberately highlighted by the Oxford Economics research. So I think there's an opportunity to really align ourselves with countries that have the same excise tax model, not in so much on what it means to demand, but what it means to have an excise tax framework with principles and guidelines that really are anchored on positions that help a business like ourselves understand how to operate quite clearly and in a certain way to the excise itself.
That helps the predictability of revenues for government as well. I mean, certainly they can't argue with that. I wonder though, Fatani, one of the things that I'm curious about, that opening stat around 25% of the price of beer heading to being at a major contributor to the 2023-2024 fiscus. As a consumer fairness angle, you know, the idea that is 10 percentage points above VAT, has that ever come up in policy discussions?
Yeah, most certainly. And I think the idea to have an excise policy review, I mean, the last time we've reviewed the framework that guides the excise targets and this 25% percent tax burden that you're speaking about, which should actually be 23% in line with guidelines does come up, but you can only have constructive conversations around framework and guidelines around an excise policy review. So if you have conversations around the budget, it's very limited to the legislation. But if you say there are systemic issues and gaps and opportunities to recalibrate and close things that are irrational and not harmonized in line with expectations, in terms of certainty, predictability, transparency, principles of transparency also come across. Why then is the burden higher than expected? And how long shall it remain higher? Is 10 years too long? And should we have a recalibration or an auto-correction system in place like the Oxford Economics Research Report recommends? So it really is about having constructively a review of some of the guidelines and frameworks, indeed almost trying to anchor ourselves more clearly in line with our policy, you know, principles and the intendedness of that policy in that regard.
Sure. And of course, our peers. Is there any collaboration between the beer lobby or the beer industry and other other excise taxable goods?
Well, I think it depends on the framework. So our framework is very nuanced and specific. Our industry is very particular. We're a very big brewer. We have 7 breweries across the country. We're very localized and nuanced. So the tax impact does look different. We definitely have spaces in which we have similarities in terms of excise taxes. But I will say, for instance, industries that are affected by the Carbon Tax Act and those adjustments that are made during the budget are quite nuanced. So while we can appreciate instances in which tax frameworks should be certain and predictable, much in the same way that we have expectations for the excise tax to be in that way, we do have nuances, and our contributions to the manufacturing sector look different, and obviously the impact thereof. So while, for instance, having an excise adjustment not in line with inflation has a huge impact for our business, just because of how big our value chain is, it depends and, you know, differs across different industries and businesses. So there are those nuances that make it very specific for us to communicate what exactly we mean by saying excise taxes should be in line with projected inflation.
And as nuanced and effective and impactful as a player like SAB is, you know, obviously this is not something that gets tabled at the midterm MTBPS at the mini budget. But what would you want listeners this evening to anticipate or hope to anticipate in February next year when the full budget is tabled?
I think what we should expect is a greater tax certainty. I think in the new administration is an opportunity to sort of let go of the old system of unpredictability and volatility. I think there's an opportunity to say, you know, if we send the right signals to business and industries, we have an opportunity to create economic growth and more jobs. We have been resilient in a very tough macroeconomic times, but imagine if the tax environment was conducive to that. So in the short term, we would like to see the excise adjustment in line with inflation, just because it sends the right signals to ourselves and to consumers that we don't have to experience double the pain, for lack of a better term. The first being that, of course, the macroeconomic environment is tough. And then secondly, the tax and policy environment doesn't have to be tough. And, you know, the future aspiration, I think, is to say the government can table at the medium term budget a 3-year outlook of the excise adjustment and not make it a year-on-year anticipation. So I think consumers should really get into the beer tax that we pay, or the excise tax rather, and say that should be their expectation, is to have that more predictable and in line with guidelines.
That sounds plenty fair to me. Well motivated, massive study behind it, and enough peers to follow. Vatani, I can only hope that these excellent, I mean, really fair recommendations are accepted, certainly by Treasury. I can only imagine they would be accepted by the consuming public. So thank you so much for your insights this evening.
Thanks, Rufila. Have a good evening.
Likewise. Fatani Banda is the Excise Tax and Public Policy Manager at SAB, SA Breweries. Tell me, what is your anticipation or your perspective on what you just heard from Fatani, the idea that you're paying 25% of your beer bottle just to tax? In this economy, doesn't sound fair at all.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.